At home, at school, in the neighborhood, WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy. And we're sending out reporters to cover modern kids better. Most people know that using their phone while driving is bad, but a lot of us do it anyway. That includes teenagers. About 60% of teen car crashes involve distracted driving. WHYY's Steph Yin looked into solutions.
I'm in a high school auditorium in Lehighton, Pennsylvania, an hour and a half north of Philadelphia. The school's running a program today on the dangers of distracted driving. On computers hooked up to electronic steering wheels and brakes, the teens are practicing driving simulations. In one scenario, they have to pick up a friend who's late to work. His phone was just stolen, so he asks,
"Can you use your phone and call my boss and tell him I'm on my way? No, wait, hang up. Just text him."
All the while, there are cars merging and jaywalking pedestrians. Quite a few students get into accidents. If the driver gets into a minor crash, numbers flash across the screen. That'll be a $250 ticket, $2,800 in repairs, a spike in insurance, and 600 hours of work to pay it all off. If it's a major crash, a video starts to play. You see an emergency helicopter, then a medical evacuation team.
We've got an 18-year-old male who was involved.
Finally, you end up in a courtroom.
You were charged with crimes of recklessly endangering another person.
Bill McQuilkin, who works for the Lehigh Valley Health Network, has run these simulations for teens since 2008.
They're surprised by the consequences. They don't hear that, oh, if I pick up my cell phone or use some, you know, apps, the consequences are that bad, but they are bad. They, you know,
we're either going to injure themselves or somebody else. They could possibly kill themselves or somebody else, or they're going to go to prison.
After the simulations, I talked to some students.
Do you ever use your phone while driving?
No. If I do, I usually pull into like the nearest parking lot I can find, and if not, I have the person in the car, like in the passenger seat, text for me.
Sometimes, like change songs or like Snapchat or text somebody back.
Do you ever like type stuff in to like search for a song on Spotify? Or...
Sometimes. Yeah. If I'm really feeling a song.
Yeah, I have a bad habit of doing that.
I wondered about the long-term impact of this one training. I mean, teens are notoriously fast-moving. So I meet up with Kate McDonald, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's School of Nursing and a researcher at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She studies how to reduce teen car crashes.
We're thinking about the multi-pronged approach. From the policy level, states individually will have cell phone bans.
48 states now ban texting and driving. There's also a role for cultural campaigns that introduce stigma around distracted driving.
Changing the social norms around what's acceptable and what's not.
Like this familiar AT&T campaign.
No text is worth the risk. It can wait.
McDonald has interviewed a lot of teens, and she's gleaned some takeaways about how to talk with new drivers. One lesson is specificity.
So, for example, when we ask them, what do you think about texting and driving? They would tell us, well, reading a message at a stoplight, that's not really texting and driving.
Another is that parents can play a crucial role in setting expectations. McDonald says when the phone rings in the car, it's often a parent or guardian calling. So parents should tell teens.
They can wait till they're at their final destination before responding.
Plus, parents are guilty of distracted driving, too. One national survey found that 56% of parents use their phones while driving with kids in the car.
They're modeling risky behavior for that child that's in the backseat watching.
Finally, there are technological solutions. Smartphone apps try different tactics to get people to drive more safely. Some allow parents to follow along when their teen is driving. Some are like games, inviting family and friends to compete with one another. Others offer discounts on insurance. A couple family-friendly ones are EverDrive or True Motion Family. There's also a super easy tool built right into smartphones. The Do Not Disturb While Driving setting prevents calls and messages from coming in, unless the sender says it's an emergency. And it'll send an auto-reply to anyone who tries to contact you. So you don't have to worry about leaving people hanging. Steph Yin, WHYY News.